It does. I had a gal ask me the other day if it would benefit her baby to put some of that water in the bath water. And I thought, well, that's a really good question. I would do something better,
because it's too expensive to do it that way, in my opinion. You don't need to do it that way. You take the 528 pyramid and the 528 tuning fork, and that's a beautiful spa. It turns your bathroom into a spa, into a healing spa. You take a 528 tuning fork, and you hit it against a rubber puck.
We have those at the store.
And you have those at the store. And I'm hoping also within the next 6 months, we've been praying to get them back in stock. They're handmade. They're hard to get. The 528 Orgon generator, that is the tuning fork holder.
I think you guys had them in stock before, too, where we put the tuning fork in the center and we'd hold it up.
Yes, we have those.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you take the tuning fork that's active now. It's vibrating. And you put the base down.
After you strike it,
it's vibrating. Now you put not the tuning fork itself in the bath water. You fill your bathtub up with water. You put in a little magnesium salts, Epsom salts, or some other blessing, maybe essential oil or some other nice oil. And now you put the base of the tuning fork into the bath water so that it doesn't stop the fork from vibrating, but that vibration, you're feeling it in your hand that's submerged now into the bathtub, and now you pray over your bathwater with that frequency 528 resonating throughout the bathwater. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of energy.
Water is the greatest conductor, right?
So now your whole bathwater is full of love 528. You get into that, and man, you come out a different person. It's the most wonderful baptism that you could possibly create in a Holy Spirit-filled bathroom.
Well,
so, okay, I'm going to strike it against the puck, and I'm going to put the base of it.
Yeah,
not the top of the tuning fork, but the double-sided top, the base.
The stem of it. You put the stem, submerge it into the water, you say a prayer over it, you allow that fork then, for it'll keep vibrating for about a minute.
Okay.
And during that minute, you pray over that water, and now at the end, you have a bathtub that becomes a baptism pool that has been treated beautifully so that it refreshes you, rejuvenates you, and restores you.
Well,
and
we
then
all
you
want...
mentioned the pyramid. So
and the pyramid, you, if you don't have the 528 Orgon generator tuning fork holder...
I have the pyramid.
Okay. So then you could use the pyramid the same way. You could actually... put the pyramid over your hands or in your hands, or you could submerge the pyramid, the base of the pyramid, in the water itself too. And because the whole structure of the pyramid has that 528 crystallization and the magnetic field, it actually has a magnet. It's a 13,000 Gauss magnet that has a copper coil around it to even magnify the energy field coming out of the base of the pyramid. North Pole is facing down south. It's taking south, is coming through the peak of the pyramid, coming down north, pushing the electrons down through the magnetic field, going into the water from south to north. Now the North Pole's down. You put the base North Pole down on top of the bathwater, and now you have an electromagnetic field that you can likewise use with prayer to put a blessing into the water.
And we have your pyramids at the Source Natural Foods,
Dr. Horowitz.
So I'm
going to drink my 528 Rejuvenate first, and then I'm going to do my tuning fork, putting the base in the water when I get into the bathtub, into my magnesium and a lavender oil bathtub.
Beautiful.
But I can also hold the pyramid in my other hand. Can you submerge the pyramid entirely?
You can. It wouldn't hurt it, but I wouldn't do that. I would, if I were to do it that way, see, because your body is about 80% water, isn't it? So your own body is as an energy conductor. You are made of that Holy Spirit power of love. That's what does all the healing anyway.
So even if you're dealing with drugs. Even if you held the pyramid in your hand while you're in the water,
There's all sorts of ways when you understand that you are a Holy Spirit-filled temple, that you are capable. And this is where it's even obviously in the science. You can see bioenergetic fields now. They have technologies that can measure. They can measure auras. They can see the light, the color. You are an energy being. So now, having that understanding, you have to take advantage of it. You have to use your instrument. You have to use your instrument accordingly. And that's one of the purposes in the delightful area now that we're currently advancing with the 528 musical celebration, the celebrity tribute concert, where we're rediscovering our voices, we're rediscovering our power, we're rediscovering our healing capacity, our natural healing capability, and communing with each other as well as the Creator. We can bring that into a community therapy type of program, and that's the purpose, is to kind of like honor your Holy Spirit-filled temple that's made of approximately 80% water, and let's say the other 20% is lava rock, because all the elements
are
come
minerals.
From lava. They're minerals. They all come from lava rock, right? So this is where the proteins and all the carbohydrates, all this minerals, carbon-6. You know, why are you a carbon-6 being? You're a carbon-6 being for the same reason a snowflake is six-sided.
Well,
it's six-sided.